So we now head on to, we've done the first quartet of confessions, we head on to the first gimel. Bagalui v'seiter, we say, al chet shechatan lefanecha, we're sorry for the sins that we did. Bagalui v'seiter, which means, galui means? Open seiter means? Private. And there are three ways to look at this confession. The first is, what do we intend specifically about these sins? Number one, galui means, out in the open I've done a sin. And seder means private sins I've done in my own home, not in public. And both those kinds of errors have negatives and positives. What's the positive of doing something in public? Right. At least your equal opportunity disregard for man and God. I'm doing it in public. I don't care about God. I don't care about human beings. It's almost an overt assumption that nothing matters, which if you're looking for positives isn't great, but it's better than nothing. And the negative, of course, is what makes this worse than doing it in private is it manifests Chilul Hashem. There is a vacuum of divinity in performing public acts of betrayal. That's doing it out in public. What's the advantage of doing it in private? The inverse. What's the advantage of doing it where no one can see? There's no Chilul Hashem. There is no piercing of God's name in public in the eyes of those around you. In fact, there is one Gemara that suggests if you find yourself compelled to sin and you have zero choice in the matter, what should you do? Dress in black, hide your identity, go to a city where no one knows who you are, do what you got to do and come home. Which almost seems to advocate, look, if you've got to do it, at least don't make a public issue about it. Don't cause a Chilul Hashem. So that's the advantage. What's the negative about doing something in public? Private, rather? Privacy. Say again?
Privacy. You're more concerned with people seeing you and God seeing you.
Right. Meaning, even though there's no Chilul Hashem, the inverse is, there's no public Chilul Hashem, but there's, of course, the private piercing of your assumption that, people seeing me is my concern. God can see me, so there's almost a heretical assumption in performing private sin. So there's pluses and minuses to both of which are kind of pretty bad overall. So that's the first way to view Begalui. We said when we're striking our chest, we said Begalui, I said we think about the things that we did publicly which have brought shame to the name of God, the things we've done privately which bring shame to our intention, in that we're more concerned about reputation than we are about God's view of us. But beyond just the specifics of these sins, it could also be seen as an extension of the first quartet. Again, we began saying, Imutz ha'lev, bivli dat, bibitut sfatayim, those are all sins that could pertain to a human being on a desert island. I'm by myself in the middle of nowhere, and I'm confessing that just by being human, I sin. I express apathy and indifference to my duties on my own. Bivli dat, I have ignorance. I don't pursue knowledge. I don't use my reason. That's an error. I'm on my own. That's not in conversation. We said, bibitu sfatayim. We said, yes, I make promises. I make oaths. I pray. I say the wrong thing on my own. And now we accept bagalui vaseter. That was all in private. And now we take a step, emerge out of the island of the self, and we say, and not only are we innately fallible, but we are also agents of disorder in a public domain. Uvaseter we had, and now we enter the galui. It's also possible to read this not just in isolation, bagalui vaseter, not just as an extension of the first four, but also as perhaps a regurgitation of that. Bagalui vaseter may not mean public and private. Galui just means exposed. Vaseter means secret or unknown. When we say bagalui vaseter, it may be the sins that I've done bagalui that I know about, that are exposed, that I'm aware of. Beseter, maybe there are things that I do that even I don't know about. They're beseter, they're almost subconscious sins, that I'm accepting that I'm an agent of iniquity, of error, sometimes without any knowledge, awareness, or control, and we accept ultimate humility. I don't know. There are things beseter that even I don't know that I do. Israel. לכן הרבה להם תורה מצוות שנאמר, דנאי חפץ למען צדקה.